Time, ladies and gentlemen, once again for America's best political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg from Chicago. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie J. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Bill, the last time we talked, you were still waiting for your new air conditioner. Did it finally arrive?
Oh, Stevie and Diane, I'm very pleased to say that it did. And just in time, because I think this past week has probably been the muggiest week of our long, hot summer. So I was very happy that the new air conditioner was finally installed last Friday afternoon, and I've been sleeping a lot better ever since.
Well, not surprisingly, we're now being told that this has been a record hot summer in the United States.
Yes, and I think that's been rather obvious to most of us, especially those of us who were without air conditioning the past few weeks. But despite the claims by NASA scientist James Hansen that it's that the heat is being caused or created by human-caused global warming, I still wonder why they had those record-hot summers back in the 1890s and 1930s.
Yeah. And speaking of NASA, how about that landing on Mars by the Curiosity rover a few nights ago?
Oh, Stevie, that was a genuine engineering triumph. I watched it live on NASA TV, as you might have guessed, and I congratulate the team that made it possible. Elsewhere in the news this week, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid claimed that Mitt Romney hasn't paid any taxes during the past 10 years. He's offered no evidence. The Obama campaign says Mitt Romney was responsible for the death of a woman whose husband lost his job because of Bain Capital. They've offered no proof. And the president himself is now referring to his Republican opponent as Romney Hood, the man who takes from the poor and gives to the rich. No doubt the rhetoric will become even more heated at the political conventions that are coming up in just a few weeks. But here at Connect FM, we're still taking a little break from presidential politics and enjoying the end of those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Bill, speaking of conventions, there has been a rather unusual convention taking place here in beautiful Champaign-Urbana this week. And we're pleased to have a representative from that convention joining us this morning. Sir, would you please tell us your name and where you're from?
Harlow P. Whitcomb.
And where are you from?
From Glens Falls.
New York?
New York.
And what is your position?
I am and recording
secretary
of the STOA.
What does that stand for?
The Slow Talkers of
America.
We believe in speaking slowly,
so that you'll never be misunderstood.
So that our ideas, our thoughts,
words,
will always be
understood.
We are here
in Champaign-Urbana.
In Champaign-Urbana for our annual
convention,
membership
convention.
All 200
members
and 50
members,
seven members, speaking
slowly,
as opposed to the members of the
STOA.
The fast
talkers of America.
talkers
of America. Please, Mr. Whitcomb, you're making me a nervous wreck.
Of America.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitcomb. I'm afraid we've run out of time for this interview. Thank you for joining us. And now let's meet our next guest. This past weekend in Ocean City, New Jersey, they crowned the winner of this year's Most Beautiful Face Contest. We've been granted one of the first interviews with that winner. Will our lovely guest please join us in the studio?
Hello. That would be me, Stevie and Diane.
Hey, wait a minute. You're a man, right?
That's right.
Well, you must be the first man to have won the Most Beautiful Face Contest.
Actually, I believe I am.
Well, gee, I was all set to talk to a young lady, so I don't know if my questions will be especially appropriate. Well, let's get to the fundamentals. What is your name? Where are you from?
Well, my name is Fonstock P. Beaudry from Moline, Illinois.
Well, congratulations, Fonstock. Now, can you tell us about the magic moment when you heard your name announced as the winner? Did you cry a little bit?
Oh, just a little, I guess. I guess you could say I was dumbfounded. That's how I describe it, dumbfounded.
Well, now that I look at you, you know, you really do have a beautiful face at that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, yes, my cleanly chiseled features do stand out, don't they?
Classic Grecian, I'd say.
I'm told they're Roman. In either case, let's face it, I'm beautiful.
Well, tell me, Fonstock, how did you come by all of this beauty?
Well, both of my parents were pretty.
Do you have any pretty brothers and sisters at home?
No, I'm a beautiful only child.
Well, are you the least bit self-conscious? I mean, are you a little bit...
embarrassed to be so beautiful?
Yes.
No, I'm used to it by now, Stevie.
Well, as a professor of a beautiful face, do you take... as a possessor of a beautiful face, do you take any special precautions, like when you shave, for instance?
No, not really, but I do use a fresh blade every day. That's one thing I do.
Well, you know, this year, like all happy times, is going to fly by for you, Fonstock. Have you given any thoughts to the future? Is it Hollywood and the movies or television career? What are your plans?
Well, Stevie, you know, I've been approached by Hollywood producers, television directors, and so on and so forth. I've thought about that life of glitter and tinsel and glamour and so on. But quite frankly, I've decided against it.
Oh?
Yes. You see, Stevie, I don't want to become just another beautiful face.
Well, thank you, Fonstock. Good luck to you. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just heard were two classic radio skits written and originally performed by the legendary radio comedians Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding, better known as Bob and Ray. And some of you might be familiar with Bob Elliott's son, Chris Elliott, who's quite a comedian himself. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will bring us another bit of classic radio humor. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
And remember when radio was, some of the radio dramas and comedians back then got another good one coming up with Bill Melberg as we conclude our week here. Each Friday morning is a little bit like what they used to do on radio back in the days of Bob and Ray. Since like them, we put on various skits. Now, I know Bob and Ray influenced your own sense of humor. Well, was there anyone else on radio back in the olden age who inspired your own comic instincts?
Well, Stevie and Diane, one of the most famous radio comedians was a man named Jack Benny, who also had a long career on stage, screen, and television. I had the good fortune as a college kid of seeing Mr. Benny in concert and of actually meeting him backstage after the show. And Jack Benny was one of my first and one of my best impersonations. And we have a clip of one of his most famous comedy bits here this morning.
Before we play it, I think we should tell our younger listeners that Jack Benny was a very generous man who raised millions of dollars for charitable causes, but the character who he portrayed on radio and television was that of a tightwad, a cheapskate who held onto every penny he owned. Lots of jokes are written for Jack Benny based on his image as a miser and skinflint. This one was probably the most famous of them all, a classic bit of radio humor, and here it is.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
Got a match?
Match? Yes, I have one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
What?
You heard me.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Bill, before we go, tell us what Jack Benny was like when you met him. Did you do your impression for him?
First of all, I just should mention that particular joke supposedly got the longest laugh in radio history. I think the audience laughed after for about 3 minutes after your money or your life. I'm thinking it over. But I got to meet Mr. Benny at the Mill Run Playhouse, which was a theater not too far from here in Niles, Illinois. Now, long gone. But it was probably a year or two before he passed away. So he was in his late 70s. But he gave a fabulous two-hour performance and a very, very funny fellow. And originally from Waukegan, Illinois, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, I had done him. I had impersonated him a few years earlier in one of my high school variety shows. In fact, we did the entire show around the Jack Benny character. I emceed the whole show as Jack Benny. And so I went backstage after seeing real Mr. Benny and told him about that and showed him a picture of me imitating him on stage. And he autographed that picture.
Wow.
And then he said, well, gee, kid, let me hear you do a little of me. So I said, well, I don't know, Mr. Benny. What would you like to hear me say? And which he used to laugh like that.
Yeah.
And he doubled over and started laughing. And he said, hey, kid, that's great. That's terrific.
That's an awesome story. What a great story.
He said you ought to go on the radio with Stevie J something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Bill, we appreciate you, partner. We'll call you next Friday.
Ask you all.
Thanks, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Have a great weekend.
The 17th annual Muhammad Half Marathon and 5K.